On this sixth Sunday in ordinary time, the teaching of the church is very, very clear, and it reminds all of us that the law of love is the prime and it has to be followed not only today until the whole humanity goes off from this whole world. So my brothers and sisters, today on this sixth Sunday in ordinary time, as we remember the words of Pope Benedict XVI in his encyclical letter Caritas in Veritate, wherein he explains, charity does not exclude knowledge, but rather requires, promotes and animates it from within. So today, as we look at the first reading and the Gospel today, the Ten Commandments are being reminded to all of us. When I went home in the last 3 weeks ago, when I was playing with the family, children and the little kids, as long as I allowed them to play on the iPad and the computer and the cell phone, they were very friendly with me. When I told them, please don't do it now, please stop it, then nobody spoke to me for a couple of hours. It is exactly, I know all the parents who are having young children now, they know more very clearly how the children behave now. Don't do it, the word itself is a little annoying. But God the Father has given us 10 commandments, not to don't do it, but it made them strictly follow them. It is not an order, it is a loving reminder. So one day, after the Sunday Mass, when priest was speaking to the couple, and he happened to see the husband coming very frequently to the church, where he did not come in the previous months. Then with curiosity, the priest asked the husband, how come you have been coming to church now very regularly? And the husband said, if I don't come to church, my wife talk is longer than your homily. So after the church, one of the couple was speaking to the priest after listening to the Ten Commandments. And the wife was so happy to share with the priest, Father, you know that we are the best couple made for each other. And father was so curious to know, how can you explain to me? We follow the Ten Commandments very strictly, Father. Oh, very good. Can you explain to me more? And the wife said, I follow all the 6 commandments and my husband follows the rest of the 4. So my brothers and sisters, when we follow the Torah, the first 5 books of the Pentateuch, these were the written guidelines for the people of Jewish people. In the olden days, they were very strict following the scripture, very, very strict. Especially the head of the house, the wife or the husband or the grandparents. They followed the Ten Commandments and the law of the law very strictly, and they asked the children to obey them without fail. And these days we could see in the spiritual transition today, even the parents and the grandparents, like all the priests and the nuns, are hesitantly getting behind to tell the truth to the children or to the youngsters or those who are struggling due to so many man-made rules at present time, not to hurt their feelings. But in the Gospel very clearly we heard that the 10 commandments, amidst them, in the sacrament of marriage, the wife and the husband has to be committed to each other without any fail. This is the reminder the church is teaching us today very strictly. This is the foundation of love in the sacrament of marriage, wherein if the husband or the wife loses the faith or the control or the promise or the vow he has made, then there begins the struggle within the family. So my brothers and sisters, there is no excuse in the sacrament of marriage when you make a vow to husband or wife. Please follow the love of God and you will see the greatest miracles in the beautiful family where you are building. And also we have in the gospel today how to follow the Ten Commandments. They are very rude and hard and very struggling. They take away the happiness. They take away my sensual momentary pleasure. How can I follow them? Every family in the olden days, as most of you know, is built on sacrifices. If there is no sacrifice as a child, as a youngster, as a youth, as a priest, and whoever it may be, then there will not be any inner happiness. This is what Pope Benedict has said, the charity and the love should come from within. If there is no within intimacy, then we will not be able to follow the law of the love. So my brothers and sisters, as we participate in this Mass today, we are not arguing or we are not debating or we are not trying to pinpoint who is the holiest person. We are trying to look into each one of us as a student, if you are able to keep your focus on the studies and how to become the intellectual person, and as a husband and wife and as a priest, how we become more spiritual, then that makes us within happy, the community happy. That is why the book of Sirach explains in the first reading very clearly. I request all the couples again. I requested the same thing on the Feast of the Holy Family. If you want to have the more encouraging words to all the family of wife and husband, please read the book of Sirach, how it explains to the joy to become a parent, the joy of becoming a grandparent, and above all, the law of love. So today, as I conclude my homily, my brothers and sisters, the word of God is alive. It is because of the Eucharist. Saint Mother Teresa says all the time, when you look at the cross and the crucifix, you should know how Jesus loved then. When you look at the Eucharist, you should remind that how God loves you now. As we participate in this Mass today, may the encouraging words of God to the wife and to the husband, the sacrament of marriage be revived. May there be happy and peace built on the sacrifices, and the children will be more and ever be happy. So today in your piece, you will be looking at some extra papers today. That is the Marian song. While I was going to India 3 weeks ago, I went by Air India. I was very happy to fly one flight from Chicago to New Delhi, 17 hours flight. And I looked at, went to my mobile and wanted to go on the Wi-Fi and see. Then I asked the air hostess, do we have the Wi-Fi password? And she reverently told me, Air India is not upgraded that much now. And the second one, I was about to have the monitor before me to have some movies or something to see for 17 hours. And for my lucky, my monitor is not working. And now what to do? So I thought to myself, let me utilize this opportunity to write few songs. And by the end of my 17 hours flight, I wrote 3 songs on the flight, and immediately I emailed to Mark Piplo, who is our choir master. As soon as he saw my email, and he said, oh my God, again you are giving me trouble. Hope when you come back 17 hours, don't write any hymns anymore. So today the Marian song which you have in front of you, I have visited so many Marian shrines, and on the last week we celebrated the Feast of Our Lady of Lourdes, wherein Mary told to Bernadette, a small girl, with your tiny fingers on this rocky place, dig on the stone and you will get the water. And she got the water. And at Medjugorje and at Fatima, they saw the spinning sun. And so many places we see how Blessed Mother is a mother, not as a god. So I tried to explain in my song, and Mark has so fruitfully has expressed his melody of faith. So So let us, after the communion today, let us honor our Blessed Mother by singing the song. And a couple of weeks ago, I wrote a song and Mark Piplo composed, Christ is All, Christ in All, on the Mother Teresa. One of the people here took the hymn sheets to Chicago and they started to sing in their churches. Then I thought, oh my God, Mark, your melody is so beautiful. So as we participate in this Mass again, my brothers and sisters, in the intimacy and in the sacrament of marriage, being together, loving each other, makes our family so blessed.